Aleksandar Vasović is foreign editor of independent radio station B92 in Belgrade. We talk with him about his station's shutdown.
What's really strange is they discovered that we are illegal after 7 years of broadcasting.
And they sent somebody out to actually turn off the transmitter.
Well, actually, no, because that transmitter officially belongs to state TV, so it was not necessary to send anyone. They just issued the order to their technicians controlling main switchboard to push the button.
Had you been expecting the shutdown?
Well, yes, I would say. Our frequency has been jammed for the last couple of days, so during last week we didn't have good reception in a vast part of Belgrade, and we expected such a move of a government.
Do you have any contingency plans now for getting any kind of a signal? I know you're sending out messages on the World Wide Web on the internet, but do you have any way to get information to the people of Belgrade?
Yes, well, we will try at least for tomorrow until we sort out what will happen in the next couple of days. We will try to issue a newspaper, plus we will try to use some sort of a live broadcasting to people in the streets. That actually is some sort of a rough plan for the next 2 or 3 days, but we will try to fight on a legal level, and we will try to persuade government to re-examine their decision.
Do you mean if somebody would come down to your studios there in the center of Belgrade, they could hear what you're broadcasting on loudspeakers?
Well, we will try to do that at least for those who are participating in the demonstration of Belgraders against the election fraud, having in mind that at least 70,000 people are attending those demonstrations. I think we will have quite a big audience.
Okay, and do you think mostly younger people have been listening to B92? Who do you think the audience is?
Well, we have all age groups, actually. After our transmitter was shut down, we received like hundreds of calls, beginning with grannies of 90 years old, up to kids of 16 years old. So we really have a wide range of ages who are listening to B92. Youngsters are quite devoted to our radio because of music, but those who are a bit older are very keen on our newswire.
Aleksandar Vasović, foreign editor of Radio B92, talking with us from Belgrade.